Well, Lindsay Newton is the Youth and Family Programs Manager at the Missouri History Museum, and we welcome her now to Cityscape. Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Good, Steve. Thank you for having me.
A little earlier this summer, the Missouri History Museum opened what you call History Clubhouse, mm-hmm. and really, in a lot of ways, it's a first for you.
Yes. It's a special space geared for families, and it was built by families. When you come in, it's called the History Clubhouse. It's really like a clubhouse or treehouse where everything is big, colorful, hands-on.
But also, it's the first, like, it's a permanent exhibit, and it's the first
it
time
is.
You've designed one just for kids. Is that
right?
Right.
It is the first time we designed an exhibit for kids, with the exception of last summer we had an exhibit called History Clubhouse, Let's Build It.
Uh-huh.
That was a prototype that was open for 5 months. And we invited families to come in and give us what was their idea of what a space for kids that was about St. Louis history should look like.
You know, I'm almost surprised it was your first permanent one. It's kind of, I guess you had a few meetings and decided it was the thing to do, right?
Yes. We've been running youth and family programs, and it's been growing and growing over the last 10 years. Our programs are regularly filled to capacity. At times, we're turning people away. We just realized that there was a need. Families want to come to the Missouri History Museum. We're in Forest Park, a great place. And if we give them a space where they can come and learn more about history in St. Louis.
You know, that makes me think of the Magic House. So do you draw any similarities there?
You know, the Magic House is a great space for kids and for learning of all types. We, of course, did our project, we wanted to make sure that we were different than other places in town. And one thing that makes us different is that we are truly about St. Louis history. We're the History Museum, so we're telling St. Louis stories, St. Louis people, St. Louis artifacts are all involved in the space.
So when we're talking about the History Clubhouse, you were involved in that from the beginning, weren't you, researching and setting up? And the backstory is really interesting on how you worked with families and young people to come up with this. Would you explain it?
Yeah, we knew because this was such a different endeavor for us, and we wanted something for families that needed to be by families. So we visited museums throughout the country to see what they were doing for helping families to learn about their local communities. We surveyed families when they came to programs and asked them what they wanted to learn about. We did focus groups. We sent families out into the community with cameras, had kids take pictures of what they did, what they wanted to do. And we even had the prototype exhibit.
Did anything surprise you when you were doing your research and finding out what kids were interested in or families were interested in? Was there anything anything you weren't expecting?
You know, I can honestly say pretty much everything that we've built was because kids gave us the idea. So for example, we sent families to the Interpretive Center at Cahokia Mounds, because the Mississippian people who built mounds over in Cahokia also were on this side of the river, and we wanted to tell that part of our history. And the kids went through there, and they said, we want to play in those homes. We want to cook food like they did. And so we built our whole section about the ancient city of Cahokia to be their ideas. They get to go fishing there. They get to prepare food. They get to step inside a home and, mm-hmm. and pretend to live there with their family.
Speaking sort of in general terms, though, when you're going to design an exhibit to appeal specifically to kids, how is that different from another exhibit that where you appeal to everyone, adults too? I mean, what makes it focused just on kids? What are the keys to doing that?
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me, and over the past few years of doing this project, they say things like, kids can't really understand history, can they?
That was my favorite subject, by the way.
And we're talking bringing kids as young as 2, 3, 4 years old. And it's true, sort of. We know that children don't fully understand the world around them, but they do come equipped with those tools. While they don't understand the concept of the past necessarily, they know how to investigate. They know how to find things out and gain knowledge. And they have this innate need to learn how to figure out how things work, tinker and play, and they learn through play. So we're really just recreating experiences that they can learn by playing and trying things out for themselves.
It's called the History Clubhouse, and talk about the journey that you take, because you go through 4 different environments or places or rooms, or
yes.
Explain the experience to me.
Yes, so it's all like a giant clubhouse or treehouse where things are you know, welcoming and inviting, and kids can go wherever they want and do, touch everything, get really interactive. When you first walk in, you're in the section that is about downtown St. Louis and modern day. They walk around large recreated buildings that are still in downtown today, such as the old courthouse, Union Station, the Arch, the new courthouse. Then they step onto a trolley and go back in time.
How many square feet is this, the whole thing?
Oh, I think about 5,000 or 6,000
okay,
square
and
feet.
It had to be, yeah.
Yeah, it's a large space. It's one of our permanent wings of the museum.
So it begins in downtown St. Louis.
Yes.
And they end up getting on a trolley, and then they're going back in time to,
yes.
to I think...
the Mississippi River,
yeah,
the ancient city of Cahokia, and Forest Park are our other three sections.
So first it's Mississippi River, and that's in the late 1800s.
Yes.
What are they doing there?
Well, that was a time when steamboats were all over the river, docking in St. Louis, bringing people, mail, all types of cargo to and from different places. And so there's a giant steamboat. They can dress up as if they are working on the steamboat or riding on the steamboat in a first-class cabin. They can pretend to have a meal. They can steer. They can crank the paddle to see how a paddle wheel works.
This isn't just for kids, is it? Because I want to go.
Oh, yeah. It's for the whole family. Adults love interacting in the space just as much.
So when they're done with the Mississippi River section, then it's on to Cahokia, and you mentioned that.
Yes. In the ancient city of Cahokia, they learn how the Mississippians lived by hunting, gathering crops, farming, fishing, and then they prepare food and even play games that the Mississippian people played.
And from there, you're transported to Forest Park in 1904, the World's Fair.
Yes, of course. The World's Fair is a big part of St. Louis's past. And in the World's Fair, there's a puppet theater, so kids can learn about the types of animals that live in Forest Park now and have them act out puppet shows as if they are going back to the World's Fair. There's also an international cafe where they can serve foods that were popular at the fair, such as spaghetti, cotton candy, which was called fairy floss, ice cream cones, of course.
And how long is the History Clubhouse in the making? Years, I'm sure.
We started the project in early 2011, yes.
Well, it's been open, what, a month or two maybe?
About 6.5 weeks.
6.5 weeks. So what type of feedback have you been getting and the reaction from young people and their families?
Sure. People have been very excited. We've seen over 700 people a day go through the exhibit, and they are just so excited to be learning things about their city, saying things that, you know, I was surprised that I didn't know this. They're surprised that the History Museum is just so welcoming for their kids and for their family.
Well, let me remind people, if they'd like to know more about what's going on at the Missouri History Museum, whether it's a History Clubhouse or any of the other great exhibits that you constantly have there, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have a link and more information. We want to thank Lindsay Newton. She's the Youth and Family Programs Manager at the Missouri History Museum. Thanks for joining us. It sounds like a great exhibit. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you.